Praise the name of Jesus. God is good.
All the time.
And all the time. Hallelujah. God is a good God. How are we this morning? Feeling good? Happy to be in God's house? I'm always happy to be here. Because God is doing amazing things. And, you know, sometimes we can never go by our feelings. If we do go by our feelings, we get disappointed very, very quickly. And we got to go by faith, and we got to go by trusting God. And so when we begin to speak, when we begin to say things like, God is moving, God is doing something amazing, you know what we're doing? We're saying, God, we are believing and trusting you for the amazing things. Because God wants us to act by faith, not by what we see. And so that's something that I have learned to do. Whilst being here and also over the past years as well, that I have got to always operate through the eyes of faith, not by what I see and not by what I feel. Because my feelings can change from day to day. Not only from day to day, moment by moment, our feelings can change. But the one fact that never changes is that God never changes. God is always for us. God is always on the move. God is always fighting for us. God is always triumphant. God is always faithful. God is always the omniscient God, the omnipotent God. He's the all-knowing, all-seeing. He's the all-powerful God. And therefore, we can stir ourselves up and say, God, I believe and put my trust in you. No matter what I see around me, that has no effect. It cannot say anything to me because I put my trust in you. And this morning, I just want to encourage us to put our trust in Jesus. God uses us in his house to bring God's word. But the ultimate person that we got to look up to is Jesus. He's the only one who can bless us. He's the only one who gave his life for us. He's the only one who can take us through onto the other side, take us through life and take us through this journey of life that he's bringing us into. So let's just bow our heads in prayer. Father, this morning, I just want to say thank you, Lord, for this day. Thank you, O God, that you have put us in this place, Lord, with a plan, with a purpose. And God, as we hear your voice right now, help us to tune in to what you're saying. And Lord, that you will speak to us, whatever it is, O God, that will give us one thing that we can take away, that we can apply it in our own lives. And we thank you for that in Jesus' name. Praise the name of Jesus. So we have been talking on the subject of winning in 2018. I really believe that this year that we are on a winning streak. And I just want to encourage us today to continue to focus on winning in 2018. And our text has been continuous now for the past 4 weeks. It has been from the book of Hebrews, chapter 12. There's a joke about Hebrews as well. Maybe I say sometime later. But nevertheless, it's Hebrews chapter 12. So turn with me to Hebrews chapter 12. And I'm reading from, I think it's the Message translation. And it says this: a huge cloud of witnesses is all around us. The pioneers of the faith, the veterans cheering us on. So let us throw off, or let us strip off, everything that stands in our way or slows us down. Let us throw off any sin that holds on to us so tightly. And let us keep on running the race marked out for us. Let us keep looking to Jesus. He's the one who started this journey of faith. And he's the one who completes the journey of faith. He's the one who started it, and he's the one who completes it. He paid no attention to the shame of the cross. He suffered there because of the joy he was looking forward to. Then he sat down at the right hand of God, of the throne of God. Think of all the hostility he endured from sinful people. Then you won't become weary and give up. You won't get tired and you won't lose hope. This is an amazing scripture because many times as Christians, we become weary and we get tired and we lose hope. And so whoever the writer is, we believe it is Paul, but the writer of the Hebrews says, think about this. Think about Jesus. He didn't pay any attention to the cross, the shame of the cross. Sorry, not the cross, but the shame of the cross. He suffered because he was looking forward to what was coming. He then sat at the right hand of God. And he says here, think of all this hostility that Jesus endured from sinful people. Think of how much Jesus suffered, how much Jesus went through, how much he paid for us. And then he says, when you think of all that, you won't easily give up because Jesus didn't give up. He went through everything for your sake and for my sake. And so we can take and get encouraged this morning that when we are going through a difficult time in our lives, we got to think on, put our focus on Jesus and say, Lord, you went through an even harder time where your sweat turned to blood. You went to such an agonizing period in your life. And Lord, because of that, I am able to endure. I'm able to pull through. The vision of the church is very simple. It's to preach the gospel. It's to help people come to faith in Jesus. It's to make disciples of Jesus. It's to be passionate about the things Jesus is passionate about. It's to be people who serve in the neighborhood, serving our community. And this scripture very clearly tells us that we got to keep our eyes on Jesus. The first thing that we got to do in our journey of faith, in our focus on winning in 2018, if that is our goal, we cannot do it on our own strength because we will fail. But we have to keep our focus on Jesus because our help comes from the Lord who made heaven and earth. Psalm 122 talks about that. Where does our help come from? Our help comes from the Lord who made heaven and earth. 121, sorry, thank you. 121. And so the first thing we've got to do is keep looking at Jesus because he is our example. I said last time when I spoke, don't look at man because man can fail, man can fall. But look at Jesus, he is our example. John 1 and verse 3 tells us this, all things, say all things. All things were made through him. Nothing that has been made was made without him. Hallelujah. All things were made through Jesus. That's why we got to keep looking unto Jesus, who is the author and the finisher of our faith, who is the one who started our faith, who is the one, he's the one who completes our faith. Look at Colossians chapter 1 and verse 15 to 17. It says this, Colossians 1, 15 to 17. We look at the Son and see the God who cannot be seen. We look at Jesus and we see the Father who cannot be seen. We look at this Son and see God's original purpose in everything created. We look at the purpose of everything created. For everything, absolutely everything, above and below, visible, invisible, rank after rank after rank of angels, everything got started in him and finds its purpose in him. Now you see why you got to keep looking unto Jesus? Now we see why Jesus is the one who starts our faith, the one who completes our faith. Why? Because it says very clearly, everything got started in him and finds its purpose in him. He was there before any of it came into existence and holds it all together right up to this moment. We can rest in this word, in this passage of scripture. Why? Because everything came into existence through Jesus and he holds it all together. In other words, he holds our every situation. He holds our lives. He holds our families. He holds our children. He holds our jobs. He holds everything pertaining to us by the word of his power at this very, up to this very moment. It's held together by Jesus. And so we can take ourselves off the pedestal and put Jesus on it and say, Jesus, I thank you that my life is held by you. And therefore, I don't have to fear. Therefore, I don't, even though I go through troubled times, I can still anchor on in you. I can still be steadfast in you because everything is held together by you, Jesus. And so even through a time of sickness, even through a time of something that's, that has happened to us, that it has been traumatic in our lives, the one hope that we have is to say, Jesus, I know you hold all everything together in you. And even my situation is held together in you. And you know, that builds faith. It encourages us that we are not alone, but that Jesus walks with us. That everything starts and finishes with him. It says absolutely everything starts and finds its purpose in him. The second thing I spoke of was having the right mental attitude. We got to have a winner's mindset if we are to win. The third one is having self-control, disciplining our lives to be able to run this race. And I brought the example of an athlete, the discipline of an athlete. That discipline is required to win the race. And even in our own lives, we need to have that discipline to say, right, I'm going to serve my God. I'm going to do everything that I can to put God first in my life. The fourth point that I'm talking about today, I've spoken about three already. The fourth point is this. If we want to win, and if we really focus on winning in 2018, the fourth point is this. We need endurance. Another word for endurance, and many don't like this word, but is a part of the fruit of the Spirit, long-suffering. How many like long-suffering? Yeah. And this has to be cultivated. Endurance has to be cultivated. We got to cultivate. In other words, we got to make it happen. We got to do it ourselves. There are times when things can happen suddenly, but there are times when you got to stand your ground, stay in your game, and endure the trials of the journey that you're on. Times that things happen suddenly, praise God for that. But there are times as well where you got to stand your ground, stay your game in your game, not give up, and endure the trials of the journey. How many have been through situations like that? I'm sure we all have. And you all are here. You can pat yourself on the back and say, I've endured. Hallelujah. I haven't given up. I'm still in church. Praise God. That's a testimony. Because many times people in your situation could have given up. But you are here this morning and you say, no, I'm enduring. I know what long-suffering is all about, and I'm going to hang on. I'm going to hang in there. Life's journey is never a straight line, is it? It has its ups and downs. It has its good moments. It has its terrible moments as well. That is life. It has its pressures. You cannot afford to quit under pressure. You cannot afford to quit under pressure. See, the opposite of endurance is giving up. Is giving up. And we cannot afford to give up. I can assure you this, the moment you make up your mind to endure, the enemy will buffet you so much. He'll throw everything in your way to make you want to give up. Sure of it. I know this from experience because I have been bombarded so many times, buffeted so many times by the enemy, and I know how it feels when things don't go the way you want it to go. I know how it feels when you're frustrated. When you know, God, you know, it should have happened by now. I should have been doing that. I should have been doing that. We should have had all this happening here. I know that frustration. But here's the thing. Despite all the negatives, despite all the situations you've got to endure, the moment you make up your mind to continue on that journey, to stay on that path, you can finish well. You can finish well. And this morning, on this journey of life, on this journey in Jesus, maybe you've come to a place where you sort of taken a slip road off the M25. You should be going down the M25. But now you've taken the slip road. But you know what? You can always divert back and get back to the main road. Because the slip road will take you somewhere else. But to get back to the main road will bring you to the place where God wants you to be. And so you can always change your course. And it comes, how does it come? By just taking a stand and saying, God, I know I've been going my way. It hasn't taken me anywhere. I haven't achieved anything in life. And I know that cannot be your plan. Because God says, I have a good plan for you. A plan that has a future and a hope. And if our lives have no future and there is no hope, it's not God's plan. It cannot be God's plan. Others are making God a liar. Can you see that? And so in order to get into the plan of God, we got to pause a moment and say, okay, where am I on my journey? Am I in God's plan or am I on my own journey? And it's to retrieve our steps, come back to the plan of God and say, God, I'm willing to follow you. I'm willing to endure to the very end. Maybe you've thought of giving up. I know many people who give up on church. You know, things happen in the house of God. This is not a perfect place. In fact, it's imperfect to come. We don't want the perfect. We want those who are imperfect. And we all who come here, we are imperfect. None of us are perfect. And so things happen in an imperfect place. Because it's not perfect. And so for some, it causes a bit of a problem. And they can't handle it. And so they stay away from church. And sometimes we come to that point where we think, nothing's happening. Maybe I should change my plan, my tactic, or do something else. And it's to pause that moment and say, okay, is this part of God's plan for my life? Am I in the right place? Am I doing the right thing as God intended it to be? Or am I doing my own thing? Because if I'm doing my own thing, then I cannot expect God to bless my own thing. God will bless the plan he has for us, but our own stuff he cannot bless because it's outside of his plan. And so when we come back into the plan of God and we say, God, I'm following you, then we see blessing. Then we see the way open for us. Then we see that the scripture that I cited before, that is really well known, the good plan of God that has a future and a hope. Jeremiah 29 talks, that's where you see that scripture, future and a hope comes into focus. Then we know that we are on God's plan. We are on His journey. And we are walking with Him. So it's quite easy to understand and know where we are in life. So we need to have self-control to stay on our course. An athlete needs self-control, discipline to stay on that track. They cannot run anywhere and get to the finish line. They've got to keep to the track. They can't deviate from the track. And in the same way, we got to keep our course and endure to the end. Without self-control, we will not be able to achieve endurance. It will never come. We have to master our weaknesses. Otherwise, when tests come in that area of weakness, the weaknesses will take over. And the weakness can come in different forms. It could be an emotional time for us. It could be a psychological time. It could be some physical thing that we are going through. And so tests will come. And times in our lives where we will go through these seasons, where emotion will be up, another day down. And at that time, the thoughts will come into our head. Should I stay on? Should I hang in there? Should I give up? Should I throw in the towel? Or should I hold on? And that's when we have to make a choice. It is easy to give up. It's more difficult to endure. And no one who has won anything has given up. If you look at anything that has been invented and the number of times they were disappointed till they got the finished product, they did not give up. They endured the pain, the frustration. You know, they got to recalculate things. They got to go back to the drawing board. Time after time after time after time till they've ultimately got the finished product. As you know, I work in the pharmaceutical industry. You know how long a medicine takes to get from its time of infancy to the time of getting it on the shelves or getting it licensed? 15 years. You know how many molecules have to be discovered first to get one tablet that we take every day? 100 molecules. And out of the 100 molecules, they had to distill it down to the 5. Then from the 5, they got to do phase 1 trials. And they got to then distill that to a few more. And then they go through another phase of trials to get it down to the one final molecule. And then what they have to do is, now they got to test that molecule in humans. And that takes, depending on the disease area, that takes anything from 3 to 5 years of testing it in humans. And they got to prove that this is safe and effective. And they got to prove that not with one person, but with thousands. The medicine I'm promoting now was done on 18,000 patients. And they had to show that the drug that I'm promoting was as good as or better than what's already there or available. And that's to prevent the clotting of blood. So you can see the life cycle of that one medicine that we take every day. Let's take, say, for cholesterol, for example. We take a tablet every day. But that tablet started 15 years ago. It started 15 years ago that we are taking it now every day. We're just swallowing it in. The scientists who were involved in that didn't give up. That was my point. They didn't give up. They endured and endured and endured and refined and refined and refined it. And thank God that, you know, there are medicines today that save lives. Imagine how many would be dead today if there were no medicines. Yeah, exactly. If you had no medicines. But thank God that there were some scientists who were willing to go through it for 15 years to bring one tablet that saves millions of lives. So on a practical note, you know, many athletes, they have mentors, they have coaches, correct? They do. They have somebody who pushes them to the limit and beyond their limit. And on a practical sense, sometimes we, in our Christian walk, we need people like that. We need a mentor. We need someone, a friend or somebody to steer us. We need somebody we can be accountable to help us endure so that when we are flagging, you know, when we are in a desperate situation, when our mind is telling us and our feelings are taking over us, we can phone a friend. That sounds like a program, isn't it? We can call on somebody we trust, and we can say, help me, I'm going through this difficult time. Things are bombarding my mind. My feelings are getting the better of me. Help me. And you know that person come alongside you and then fill you back with the power of God, with scriptures, with positive things that say, come on, hold on. Come on, you can make through this in life. Come on, don't give up at this stage. Come on, you can make it through. And so sometimes we need somebody to keep us focused so that we can endure to the very end. I have people like that around me who are able to say, come on, you can make it. Come on, you can do it. Because oftentimes you need people like that. Because we are human. And we go through stuff. So that when the challenges come our way, we don't give up. We don't get out of the race. We don't get out of that journey that we have, that God has for us. But we continue even through the sweats, even through the difficulties, even through the trials, we still continue on our journey. How many of you know that I've never run the marathon? Not fit to run the marathon. But people who run the marathon, what they say is, they somehow, even if they are the last person, they want to get to the finish line. Because you can only say that you run that marathon till you cross that finish line. If you gave up a meter or a few inches from that finish line, you can never tell yourself, I ran this marathon. But no matter where you are in that race, the moment you cross that line, you can say, I have run this marathon. I have conquered this course. And that same thing applies to our Christian lives. We don't give up when we come to the place where we are sweating. We are tired. We are exhausted in life. You know, we are almost there. We are almost this much. We are almost here. We're waiting to give up. And if we do, we have lost it. But if we continue and say, okay, God, I know you are for me, and I know if my God is for me, who can be against me? I know my God is always by my side. I know my God goes before me. I know my God opens the right doors for me. I know who I'm believing, and I'm fully persuaded that he's able to keep that which I've committed to him until that day. I know my God is for me. I know my God is all powerful. He's the Almighty God. He's the Everlasting Father. He's the Prince of Peace. He's the Mighty God. I know God is for me. And when we cross that difficulty, and when we push through that situation, we can come on to the other side. We can say, through my God, I can do valiantly. That's what David did. He fell many times. He sinned terribly, but he knew his God. And he said, I will never give up. I will never give up. I might fall, but I'll get up. I will not stay down. As we say, if you keep staying down, nobody can help you. The moment you get up from your situation and give a hand up and say, help me, somebody can help you. And that's always the case with us when we need some help. We got to come out of us here and say, God, I want some help here. 2 Timothy chapter 2, 2 Timothy 2 and 3 tells us this, that we must endure hardship as a good soldier. Uh-oh. We must endure hardship. In other words, we must put up with our hardship as a good soldier. Every good soldier puts up with hardship. We can never be a soldier if we are not put through the tests. You got to go through the tests. And so hardship is part of who we are and our life's journey. The question is, let's make a resolve to endure in our journey. Not to ask why God, but to say, God, what are you teaching me? What am I learning? Every time an athlete is put through the test, they don't question the coach. Why am I doing this? Why do I have to do this? Or they don't tell the coach, get lost. I'm not doing this. They'll never be an athlete. They'll never be a soldier. If they told their sergeant, get lost. I'm not doing this. And sometimes we do that with God. We say, get lost. I'm not doing this. Now that can sound a bit hard, but put yourselves in that situation. That if we are really fighting this battle, then every day it's a fight. It's a fight of faith. That's why it says, fight the good fight of faith. It's not a walk in the park. It's a fight to the end. But we have a conqueror. We are one, the one who has been victorious over the grave. And he fights for us. And we can fight the battles that come our way. We don't have to give up on the little simple things that come and try to bug us. Let's make a resolve not to question why, but rather to say, God, what are you teaching me? What am I learning? And help me to learn it quickly. I don't want to go in the wilderness for how many years? 40? 400? 40 years in the wilderness. There were 400 years in captivity, yeah. 40 years in the wilderness. I don't want to go round and round for 40 years till I've learned it. I want to learn it quickly. I don't want to get on your plan and get into your game and do what you call me to do. Galatians, I want to close with this. Galatians 6 and verse 9 says this. So let's not allow ourselves to get tired or fatigued doing good. Let's not allow ourselves to get fatigued doing good. At the right time, we will harvest a good crop if we don't give up or quit. Let's not be quitters this morning. Let's not be people who give up this morning. Let's cultivate that fruit of endurance, of long suffering. Because we know life's journey is going to throw us hardships. If not, the Bible will not say that in 2 Timothy. Let's endure hardship as a good soldier, because that's part of life. But we can do it with a different perspective because of who Jesus is to us. Because he's endured the cross. He endured the despise, the shame, and everything that went with it, the hostility. He endured it to the very end and he conquered. Long-suffering is a fruit of the Spirit. Let's learn to endure with thankfulness. So let me summarize what I've spoken about. I spoke about, first, to keep looking unto Jesus. The second, we must maintain the right mental attitude. A winning mindset is very important. Third, we need self-control, or we need discipline in our lives. And fourth, endurance, long-suffering. I hope that this series has blessed you. It's given you something to hold on to. Life ain't easy. It is not. But we can through Christ. We can through Christ. And so long as we have that winning mindset, we can push through the very end. I was in conference with my company in Belfast on from Tuesday to Thursday. Cold Belfast. And we had the 800 meter and the 1400 meter Olympic gold medalist who gave a keynote speech at this conference. Her name has gone on my head. Dame Holmes, that's right. Kelly Holmes. Dame Kelly Holmes came and spoke to us. We were about 750 people. And her life story was inspiring. She joined the army at the age of 17. Grew up in London. But she always desired to win a gold medal. That was a desire. From 16 years of age, she said, the moment she watched an Olympic program on TV, can't remember which year she watched, she said, I'm going to win a gold medal. And from the age of 17, she thought she'll join the army. She was no good academically, she said. I was no good academically. So I joined the army and came up through the army. But she was hard going because she had to run on the track. She had to practice every day. She had to do the thing that she had to do to get to that place where she wanted to be. And she said there were times when she won those medals in the Commonwealth Games and all that, came back, rah, rah, rah. And the next day she was on sergeant duty in the cold with a weapon. You know, she said one day I was on the podium, everybody cheering. The next day, I'm in the cold with a gun in my hand, standing guard duty. She said that was the kind of training she went through. But at the age of 34, she won 2 gold medals. She was 16 when she dreamt that. And that inspired me. Never to give up on your dream. But keep pushing. Keep pressing. She did it. You and I can do it. Keep our faith. Keep our trust in Jesus. Because he loves you. He wants to have a relationship with you. He's the only one who can change us. He can remove our past. And give us a future that is just amazing. He's an amazing friend. And he has a great future for us. A great future. We can trust him. We can trust Jesus. His plans are good, not for evil. Gives us a future and a hope. Are we willing to endure the stress and the strains of life? Are we willing to endure this journey? Because it's worth it. Because Jesus is worth it all. I want to encourage you this morning to stay focused, stay in the game, stay in the plan. of God. Don't sidestep. Don't take that slip road. No matter how hard it gets, keep your focus on Jesus. He's the one who started your faith. He's the one who started your journey. And He's the only one who can complete it. May God bless you. Let's all stand.
Father's arms.